morning. One of the great things about the Los Angeles Police Department is its adherence to tradition, to pride in itself as an organization, and certainly pride in the men and women, both sworn and civilian, who make up that organization through the years. Today, you have witnessed something that is a great source of pride to this organization, its attention to the appearance of the men and women who wear the uniform, and the involvement of our civilian staff in our command inspection. Held every several years, the intention of these inspections is to ensure that the tradition and pride of this organization in itself, in its appearance, and in its performance is reinforced through these inspections. This morning, we have another element that we have added, and I want to compliment Captain Green, the leadership here at 77th and South Bureau, for the dedication service that we will be proceeding to shortly in the back of the building, the dedication of the new memorial to the seven officers who have lost their lives since 1925 working in this area. So today we have a dual ceremony, and a dual ceremony that celebrates the tradition and also the promise that we make when our men and women graduate on Elysian Field, as they begin their careers, the promise we make to them and to their families that we will never forget their contributions, and in the event that they give their lives in the line of duty, we'll never forget them or their families. And today we fulfill and continue to fulfill that commitment. And I'm so pleased that 32 members of the seven families are here today to participate in that continuing honor of your loved one's sacrifice. To the men and women of the 77th Command who are behind me, and excuse my back, I want to say congratulations. Congratulations on your continuing efforts to make this part of Los Angeles a much safer place. A neighborhood of Los Angeles through the years has unfortunately seen all too much violence directed not only against our officers, but against the men and women and the children who try to make their lives come together here. Over the years, we've had ups and downs. But over the last several years, through the dedication, the hard work of the men and women who stand behind me, and the community members that they've been working with, we have seen great changes in terms of a significantly reduced homicide rate, gang violence. The area still remains much too violent, much too dangerous, but the commitment of the men and women who are here today being inspected remains steadfast that they will continue to do all they can working with this community to make it an even safer place. Today they stand here with great pride because the numbers that we oftentimes report to try to show our progress, or unfortunately from time to time, when we're not progressing. But over the last 6 years that I can report and speak to, they have made great progress. Crime is down dramatically in this city, and it's not down by happenstance. It's down by dedication and hard work. There's a sign in the room inside the station where the officers go to write their reports, and I'll paraphrase that sign. It says something to the effect that the officers of 77th are not just report takers. They are not just report takers. They may have to report crimes that have occurred, but they investigate those crimes and they solve them. And most importantly, they prevent many others from occurring. So to the men and women of this command today, I say, as your chief and on behalf of this department and on this city, thank you. Thank you for the hard work, dedication, and bravery. To the families of those deceased officers who we will be honoring this morning, thank you for their sacrifice for this area, for this city. Thank you for joining us today, later this morning, as we continue to memorialize and remember your loved ones, and to understand that their deaths in the line of duty were not in vain, that it was to make this place a safer city, and that they were true to the pledge on the side of every one of our police cars to protect and to serve. The statistics that the men and women of this command are generating under the leadership of Captain Green and his colleagues are nothing short of phenomenal when you think of how few they are. Today it looks like there are a lot of them, but there are not many when you consider the scope of this command, the hundreds of thousands of people that they service, and the unfortunate levels of violence, and particularly gang violence, that they are expected to impact upon. They are truly, as a former police chief of this department described them, the thin blue line against anarchy, terrorism, and fear. They are the thin blue line to protect and to serve. And while they may be thin in numbers, they are certainly not short in courage, commitment, dedication, and bravery, and commitment. I applaud them, And I applaud you, the families that are here today, to have your loved ones on it. Particularly appreciative that former Chief Darrell Gates, who served this department and the city so proudly for so many years, has joined us. He was the chief of this department back in the 70s and 80s and 90s, and is so proud that we are to have him back to join us in the dedication of this memorial out back. And we'll speak more to that when we adjourn to the back of the station. As I close my remarks, I'll close them as I began. Thank you. Thank you to the hardworking men and women of this command and to the community members who are increasingly working with them, who are coming to understand that we can do so much when we work together. We can do so much when we grow to trust each other and when we grow to have compassion for each other, and that we have a common goal to make this area as safe as it can be for everybody, police officers and civilians alike. With that, I'd like to turn the podium back to Captain Green. After complimenting him on the appearance of his men and women this morning, they looked outstanding. And the professionalism of this command presentation this morning, I think, is probably the best that I have seen in the 6 years that I've been privileged to be chief of this department. So to the men and women of this command, my compliments on a job well done, and obviously a lot of time and effort that went into this event this morning. Thank you.